Aircheckdownloads.com. Welcome. Execute.
Till 7 on Radio 1.
That was Claire, this is me, good morning, welcome to Early Breakfast, Tuesday morning, this is Clive, here until 7, that is Mark and Lab with the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Cast guiding star Boo Radley's and Wake Up Boo, and this is Australia's hottest export at the moment. They are Savage Garden, I Need You. Didn't quite sound as good on Top of the Pops the other night. Primal Scream and Star. So it's 4:15 and Claire is here. In one word, who was the highlight of Glastonbury?
Radiohead.
Who was the biggest disappointment?
Sad.
Oh, are they there?
No, the Prodigy, because of the power failure.
Oh, yes.
And they came back, but I lost interest.
And I have to ask you, because everybody's talking about it, were you covered in mud?
Of course. Of course, can't you tell?
Did you enjoy it? Four 18, the excellent Stretch and Vern featuring Mad Dog and I Am Alive. This is Radio 1, new music first. And this is new from Dubstar, No More Talk. Freshly hosed down after the Glastonbury experience of the weekend, Dubstar. And they are on The Breakfast Show this morning with Mark and Lar. They're playing We Love Us. Check them out after 7 o'clock this morning. Radio 1. Just love them, Hanson. Mm-bop. Radio 1, Tuesday morning, July the 1st. Today's the first day of Chinese rule in Hong Kong after 156 years. Did you see the handover yesterday? Dominated BBC One's coverage, which I thought was excellent. And the one thing that really was most interesting out of the whole thing is, hasn't Chris Patton got lovely daughters? Diana, the Princess of Wales, is 36 today, and also pucker up, lads, because it's National Kissing Day.
My name is Shingo Tanaka. I live on the slopes.
Radio 1. Clive Warren, 4 till 7.
New music first. 97 to 99 FM. Radio 1.
4,000 Chinese troops have moved into Hong Kong just hours after Britain handed back the territory.
One of the many songs I'll be sticking on for you this coming Thursday night in Brighton, Sash. Follow up to the multi-million selling Encore and Foie, this time off to Ecuador. And Sash is actually in trouble with the Metropolitan Police in London because he tried to land his helicopter in one of London's Royal Parks, Hyde Park. What a twat. Suppose you think that's clever, do you? It's Pulp, Something Changed. So there wasn't a Glastonbury last year, so it must be 2 years ago when Pulp replaced the Stone Roses, and everyone was shouting, bring on the roses, bring on the roses. And then after two numbers, everybody was convinced that Pulp are here to stay. I think it's about time we had something new from them. Word has it they're in the recording studio at the moment, and we may see a new album by the end of the year. It's Pulp, Something Changed from Radio 1. New music first, Radio 1 with Gary Barlow, So Hope Help Me Girl. And these are the front pages of Tuesday's tabloids, Tuesday the 1st of July. And The Sun has the story of the baby, of the woman that survived the horrific car crash in which her husband and two sons were killed. Dominates the front page of The Sun today. The Daily Star has the amazing Mike Tyson saga running on for another day. According to The Star, there is a rematch at Holyfield already being lined up. Both fighters stand to gain a share of $100 million. Not bad work if you can get it. The Mirror has the Hong Kong handover, which is featured on the front pages this morning. The Mirror has a picture of Prince Charles waving goodbye from the Royal Yacht Britannia. I noticed he actually played down his role yesterday. He really let it be the Chris Patton show yesterday, watching the coverage on BBC One. And the back pages this morning, the Sun and the Star have more on yesterday's news that Juninho is off to Spurs. Meanwhile, the Mirror reckon that a member of the boxing governing body has said that Tyson will never fight in the US again. Warren G featuring Adina Howard. So I'm in two minds of going to see Batman and Robin, which opened at the weekend. It took more than £5 million at the box office, which is not bad for a film that got some very dodgy reviews on Sunday. The only film to have taken more is Independence Day. It's actually quite a good hype, that, because what it is that, of course, they put up the prices at the cinema, so it sounds like these films are actually better than they really are, doesn't it? Very clever ploy, methinks. Back out as a single, Kanicki, this is Punka. Hey, Punka. Radio 1 with excellent James from Whiplash and Waltzing Along. So tonight on Radio 1, the evening session with Steve Lamack, he's going to be joined by those alternative gangsters, the fun-loving criminals. They're going to be talking about their musical influences. Plus, there's tracks from Glastonbury, so if you were there, you'll get to hear them for yourself, what they sound like on the radio. And also, you can have your opinion along with our session verdict guests. That's tonight, Steve Lamack. There is life after Glastonbury on Radio 1 tonight. Pet Shop Boys and Somewhere. Whilst I was off, I was managed to catch up with their live show at the Savoy Theatre in London. And I saw them last time and it was a big theatrical number. This time was kind of minimalist, but they really put on a terrific performance and did a great version, which they should release, of It's a Sin. And Sylvia Mason James, their backing singer, did the vocals of I Will Survive. And it worked really well. The fusion of the two songs really worked. Maybe something that will come out in the near future. Hope so. Somewhere from the Pet Shop Boys, coming up in the next half hour, it's the return of Back to the Old School.
Baby, baby, baby. Clive Warren. Radio 1. Baby, baby, baby. AirCheckDownloads.com.